If you wish to see this country in all its majesty and splendor, you may want to invest $35 for a copy of the 116th edition of the Statistical Abstract of the United States. The 1,000-plus page book was released today. It's the product of the Bureau of the Census, which gathers the information for the past fiscal year. It's a portrait of America done by the numbers, a book that captures us as we age, as we die, as we bank and play. For example,
this past year, there were 10 billion automatic teller machine transactions, and that's twice as many as were recorded 5 years before.
For every 100 girls born, there will be 105 boys.
Men 18 to 44 were the most accident-prone age and gender group in 1993, a year in which 62.1 million personal injuries were recorded.
In 1994, while 12.3 million motor vehicles rolled off the assembly line, 6.5 million motor vehicles were involved in accidents.
The Statistical Abstract is published by the National Technical Information Service, or NTIS, which, like the Bureau of the Census, is part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. NTIS Director Donald Johnson says the annual abstract is one of the most popular items produced by the federal government.
We have a very broad range of customers, and it's the kind of thing that could be very interesting if you were locating a Burger King franchise and wanted to know the population concentration and age profiles in a particular area. From the tables, you can determine that on an average day in the U.S., there will be 11,000 babies born and 7,000 marriages that take place and about 3,000 that end in divorce. For an average household, they spend $12 per day on food, but they spend $17 per day on transportation and $15 on health care. Housing comes in at $28 a day. One figure that I found that was really remarkable is that the U.S. Postal Service handles almost a half a billion pieces of mail a day.
Donald Johnson, director of the National Technical Information Service, based in Springfield, Virginia.